And joining us for this Thursday evening, Jeff Kramer. Jeff, good evening to you.
Good evening, Daniel.
Lovely to talk to you. I hope you're well. Before we get into your topic, our big topic today, I mean, they have days of the week for different things. So, you know, it might be meat pie day or, you know, or turn left day or something like that. Well, today is National Toast Day. So before we get into your topic, what do you put on your toast?
I'm a bit of a fan of peanut butter.
Yep. No, I love peanut butter. Crunchy or smooth?
Yeah, so or crunchy. Yeah. But I also like homemade apricot jam.
Oh, another one for apricot jam. Seems to be a very popular one. All right, now we've got my big topic out of the way. Let's get into your topics. First of which is the Golden Tag Fishing Competition. Now, we've been talking about this over the last couple of months. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, look, the latest report I've got from the Fishing Authority is that tag fish number 85 has been caught, which was a 72-centimetre Murray cod, not to be sneezed at, in the Mitta River. And so $2,000 goes to a young 13-year-old boy who was fishing from a canoe.
I wonder if Mum or Dad will take a bit of that.
Yeah, you don't reckon he's going to be popular at school.
Absolutely.
This week. So. And a more local catch was a 60-centimetre cod at Taylor's Lake, just out of Horsham.
Okay.
And that was number 82. So looks like there's still plenty of tag fish around, you know, places like Tullaroop. I guess a few of the lakes, Malmesbury and Colobin and those places have got tag fish in them as well. And Lake Purrumbete, they're all good to go. For a $2,000 fish, so go and get them.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, just all of a sudden you might snag one, and as you say, $2,000 in the old skyrockets, nothing to be sneezed at. All right, Jeff, fish salvages, what's going on there, especially with the irrigation channels?
Yeah, look, the irrigation channels in northern Victoria, they're controlled by Goulburn Murray Water, and they've arranged for a program with the Victorian Fishing Authority. And as we're getting close to the end of the irrigation season, those channels are turned off. So any fish that happen to get into them can basically suffocate when they're drained, or be predated on by birds and sometimes humans. So they've been electrofishing, and this past week on one section of channel they got 35 cod to 88 centimetres and 3 golden perch to 56 centimetres. And that's a pretty good catch in anyone's language.
Absolutely.
I would have liked to fish that bit of channel, I reckon. But now, those fish have been subsequently transferred to the lower Loddon River, I'd say somewhere between Serpentine and Kerrang.
Right.
Now, the local angling club up that way, or one of the local angling clubs, the Board Angling Club, helped out with that, and they did a great job. So I think some of those fish may have all gone into Little Lake Board in Board itself, so for the locals to catch. So that's a good outcome. Otherwise, those fish might have been lost.
Yeah.
And they just come out of the lakes that have been stocked with fish for fishermen. When the waters let go to irrigate the state. So there's been a call for screens to put in to stop them going out, but they're hard to keep clean and manage. And once you put a screen in, it can become a blockage point.
Yeah, sure. So, that is some good news there. And just finally, Jeff, where are we going to catch a fish this weekend? Should we want to go out and wet a line? Because it looks like it's going to be some perfect weather.
Well, the weather has been reasonably good. You know, we've had a bit of cloud cover. It hasn't been overly hot. Cool starts in the morning. Lake Wendouree is still pretty good, and the usual local waters around Ballarat, like Newland, Tullaroop just to the north, and Moorabool Reservoir will be good. The important thing is actually to go out and try. Cancurran is still looking very good for golden perch. Just got to move around until you and find a school. And I've had good reports this week from Walker's Lake, which is between St Arne and Donald, and there's camping on site there too. and that's good for redfin and golden perch. And I had a couple of days late last week down at Lake Purrumboot, and the redfin are going really well there. And I was getting them on Baltic bobbers, but one local Ballarat guy caught 150 through the week on, wow, on worms. So well worth a look at a number of those waters. So plenty of places to go where you can, whether you're serious about fishing or not, you can go and enjoy the environment, catch a few fish and spend a few dollars in the local towns.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we need to do more than anything, of course, start spending money in our local towns. Hey, Jeff, really do appreciate your time this evening. Thank you very much. And let's do it all again sooner rather than later.
No worries, Daniel. Catch you soon.
Talk very soon. It is Gold Central Victoria.